This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Whitson. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're okay today. There have been a number of inspiring movies down through the years, and one that many have seen, that you may have seen, is Chariots of Fire. That was back in 1981, still available on DVD. And I'm sure you remember, based on the true story of British athletes preparing for and competing in the 1924 Paris Summer Olympics. And we meet Harold Abrams, a determined Jewish student who ran for personal glory. And then we meet Eric Liddell. He was a devout Scottish missionary who ran for the glory of God. So both these young men were track athletes. And the wonderful statement that Eric made is worth saying. "I believe," he said, "God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure." Now, there's a lot more to the story that was also very inspiring, but I want to just talk about this phrase, "I believe God made me for a purpose." And although Eric was acclaimed a national hero because of how he ran his Olympic race, that's not why we particularly remember him as a hero. There are dozens of other Olympians won gold in those 1924 games. I'm not sure how many are remembered today, but the athletic heroes of yesterday are soon forgotten by the next generation. But Eric Liddell remains a hero even today because he ran the race of life. He didn't live his life to get prizes or the applause of people. He lived his life and ran the race to glorify God. He pressed toward the goal for the prize of his heavenly call in Christ Jesus. That's what it says in the Bible in Philippians 3:14. So it prompts me to ask the question, do you believe that God made you for a specific purpose? Now, I think that's one of the most important questions in life. If you can settle that one, you can get on with life with confidence. Has God made me for a purpose? Many people go through life feeling discouraged about themselves, thinking they don't have a purpose in life, but that's not true. Whoever you are, whatever your experiences or your talents, the abilities that you may have or the role that you've got in life, you do have a purpose. A doctor said that medical science is giving us a longer life, but no reason to live. So science can't deal with this matter of the purpose of life. Many people, I think, have no idea what life's about. They live, they die, wondering whether or not their lives have purpose, where they fit into the big scheme of things, whether they really matter. And all too often, the dreams they might have had as young people evaporate, and then they end up with anxious feelings and frustration, failed relationships, lots of if-onlys and might-have-beens. Maybe you've been through those experiences. In Genesis 1:27, the Bible, it says, "God created man in his own image, male and female, he created them." So we're not in God's image in terms of height or weight or skin colour. God is spirit. We are created of matter. Still, in essential ways, he's made us to be like him. We can communicate, we can plan, think, we can design, build, solve problems, we can be a force for good in our world. And like God, we can love. The Westminster Catechism is about the created purpose of people. It says, and asks the question, what is the chief end of man? And the chief end is the Old English for the main reason. And the answer, the chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. To glorify God and to enjoy him forever. So don't be put off by that word catechism there. It just means that today it applies, that a good definition is probably one of the best definitions. The trick is knowing what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. I don't have to be a fast athlete like Eric Liddell to glorify God, but we were created, we have been created for a purpose. William James once said, "The best use of a life is to spend it for something that outlasts it." And that means getting to know God and doing his will. That's why Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, was a great seller. He explained in simple terms the fact that we do have a purpose. Well, we can say, Heavenly Father, thank you that what you've promised you will fulfill. There's no doubt that you've promised to be with us, to give our life meaning. So help us to understand all your promises today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.